We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Wake up!
Yeah, you guys really are like the hip-hop early morning, late night talk show.
Breakfast Club is the most powerful, popular, urban radio show in America.
Made it! Live from the Black Mothership in New York City, it's DJ Envy and Charlamagne Tha God.
It's different, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all know what y'all talking about.
Thank you, y'all. Be blessed, love. I love y'all.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches!
I'm always nervous when I do the Breakfast Club because sometimes you say stuff and it's just gonna get you in trouble. Everybody wake up!
It's a new day!
This is your time to get it off your chest.
Wake up!
Whether you're mad or blessed.
It's time to get up and get something.
Call up now. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Natasha.
Hey, Natasha.
I'm from North Carolina.
From North Carolina. Good morning.
I got a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Why are you having Russia and car show to North Carolina?
You know what? We were supposed to actually bring it to North Carolina this year. But
I
maybe
thought you said
year.
South Carolina.
Yeah, we were going to do it. Now, it's going to do North or South. We were going to actually do it with North, and we had the babies, cars. It was going to be dope. But, you know, actually what happened is the date we were going to do it, PRE, which is Dolph's company, reached out and wanted to do something special for Dolph. So we did it in Memphis. But we're definitely going to hit up either South or North Carolina. I would love to. I mean, it's such a car culture. I think it would be great for the city. So we're working on it, Mama.
Oh, can I give my friends a couple of shout-outs real quick? I want to give my friend Quisha a shout-out. Thank you for sending me positive vibes every morning. I love you, girl.
Oh, you have a good morning,
well,
Mama.
All right, y'all.
Hello, who's this?
Oh, hello?
Hey, what up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Oh, what's up, man? I just want to say I love you guys, Charlamagne. Get it, everything. I love you guys, man. And that's it, man. I just want to say I love you guys.
Thank you, King. We love
right,
you,
brother.
Too,
appreciate
brother.
Appreciate you, brother.
That was
you know that.
Heartfelt.
Love.
Oh, I hope OG Rob called this morning.
Oh, man.
Lose, you gonna need a, they're going to want to battle you.
What? Hello, who's this? Let's see if he calls.
Good morning. This is Ben again from Detroit. What up, though?
Ben, what up, though? Get it off your chest.
All right. Hey, I just want to give a shout-out to all the single dads out here making it do what it do. Every day is Father's Day for us.
Man, ain't no such thing as no single dad.
Man, you crazy, man. I'm out here making it do what it do, man.
You want praise for something women do. You a dad. Get your ass off this phone.
Damn it, man.
Man, I got two birthdays back to back. I'm dealing with Friday, my boy turned 4, and Saturday, my other one turned 14. And I'm doing it by myself. I'm making it do what it do.
Where the mama went?
Talking about they don't get no money on that day. So it's okay.
All right, well, congratulations on being a regular dad, and great news, man. You don't get no congratulations for doing
Because everybody ain't, though. Everybody ain't.
You're right.
Yeah, you can't give nobody no props for what they're supposed
to do. No, I'm giving you props for what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to take care of your kids. Get your ass
up there for them. What did Trump?
Talking about single dads. That was the most.
He got two different.
That was weak
moment.
As hell. That made me mad. Talking about I'm a single dad. Get a girlfriend then.
Hello, who's this?
This is Darren.
Hey, Darren. Get it off your chest, Darren.
Hey, man, I got to get this off my chest. For the last 2 years, I've been listening to Charlamagne and but Charlamagne seems like he's pro-Trump, but he's acting like he's not on the radio.
Wow, he's
pro-Trump because you're always saying what Biden going to do, what Biden ain't did. But when Trump was president, what did he do for black people?
Not a damn thing. But
okay, then. But you keep saying what Biden did.
Figured you out.
What is Biden? He ain't fit to be president.
He's not. Biden's in office though, my brother. Like you gotta critique the person in charge.
Yeah, if you have a problem with somebody, you gotta be able to say it. When you say it, they'll be like, oh, you against Joe Biden.
Why can't we critique the people in charge? And how come if we critique the people in charge, you either pro one or against one? I don't understand that logic, my brother.
But you know, when Trump was president, Trump didn't do nothing for black people. Y'all don't never say that. Y'all always say what Biden ain't doing. And y'all know Biden tries to do it, but the Republicans stop it every time.
Trump never said he was going to do something for black people.
Do you know that there's nobody who's gotten Donkey of the Day more in the history of Donkey of the Day than Donald Trump? You know Donald Trump got his own Donkey of the Day intro?
Oh, he quiet now.
Don't let him get quiet now.
He's on to you.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest.
Keep calling.
800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
DJ Envy, Charlamagne the God, good morning.
OG Rob, we got a challenger in here for you today, OG Rob.
All right, now,
Carlos Miller is in here.
Now, Carlos Miller, OG Rob is our resident New York rapper. He calls every Friday. He always gives us some bars.
Right.
Charlamagne and myself, we usually battle him. You know what I mean?
But you and Chico Bean have y'all bought the old school flow back to the new school.
Okay.
So OG Rob gonna want to challenge you.
All right, let's go, OG.
Okay, check it out. I said, yeah, they locking, posting up in the same spot. Let me show them how this mobility feeling like jackpot. Making moves, embracing a concrete. Let the numbers speak, they all weak. Stuck on repeat, stomp on each other's feet. I keep it low, fundamentals part of my foundation. No time wasting in body bags of cremation. I'm holding court. Real spill from an OG. I respect the drill, but hip-hop is where it's supposed to be. I'm locked in, make steaming without my back ends. The two-time finesse, it's a white-on-white of the lawsuit matching a Tesla. I'm way better. They bar status below average as a no-pretender. How the paragraphs just clipped and scrambling. I'm boss-handling a repeat defender. Seal them up, drop them, then return the sender. Cold winners, turn the hot summers, bringing them pallbearers.
This finna be easy. This finna be easy.
I don't know. Los look a little nerve.
No, man.
Man.
Los look a little nerve.
Talk to that man.
Let's go.
My turn. Yeah, let's go.
Yes, sir.
Down south, brother, but I always pack heat. Something you never seen, like a clean New York street.
Ooh.
I creep in and out like the rats used to.
Ooh.
Run up on your block and nobody said they knew you.
Nobody.
OG Rob. You ain't really no OG.
Mm.
You just a old dude.
Uh-huh.
Acting like the old me. I'm with DJ Envy. Cause all the DJs envy when he hanging with Charlamagne. Used to be three people on the show. They cut one and let two do their thing.
OG Rob, hang up the phone right now. Hang up the phone, OG
Rob.
Hey, Rob. Nah, I ain't going out like that. You know I don't hang up the phone, man.
OG, load them up. Lowe's walked off. He dropped the mic and walked off, OG Rock.
OG, give him some more.
Oh, he dropped the mic?
No, that's it. You can't
drop the mic off for one round, brother.
Yeah, all right. OG Rock said he won another round, Lowe's.
OG, go.
He said,
OG.
He ain't going out like that, Lowe's.
Okay, bet.
Listen, they said stay strapped for lyrical warfare. The underground prepared me with the steps and what happened from here. Yeah, let loose on a few counterfeits. Penny pinches, little and diamonds, floor timers. Creeping through your hood real slow. The slow timeless. What you think this is? A couple of words just being put together and some halfway mumble schemes? Falling under pressure? Whatever. That's not I. I'm not them. I spray shots, circle your block, and keep them boxed in. My campaign rolling. Marketing budget swollen. Line for line, I'm bouncing and swerving like whip stolen. This just in. Something taking place here in the forecast. Can't make it out, but this heat wave is moving and fast. Pick the right way I left off. Blow hot sauce, show no remorse. Good for five mics in the sauce. Just call me throwback petrol. Then that AVR yellow like the nickel bag from Marcia Gates of Palmetto, you heard?
Time.
You asked for this, OG Wrong. You asked for this, OG Wrong. You asked for it.
I said, don't ask me no questions because I'm a problem solver. We pull up with two Chinese girls and two revolvers. Uh-huh. Ooh, real cool dude. Repping the ATL. Got a whole lot of stuff in my pocket. Most of it's for sale. Ooh. Don't ask me nothing because I don't like questions. You better write down all your comments and then text me the suggestion. When you see me out rolling, just know that the block is probably hot. I don't know nothing about who got beat up, and I don't know nothing about them folks that got popped.
No snitching.
Exactly. Yeah. On the Breakfast Club, and we ain't even got no breakfast. We used to rock heavy ice, big chains, and I ain't even got no nickels. Bars. That's what I'm used to.
All right, there you go. OG Rock, thank you. Okay.
Yo, drop one of Clues Bombs.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Carlos Miller, right?
All right. Jesus. All right, shout out to OG Rob. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful V6 turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Boyfriend, a long-time boyfriend?
I mean, I got a couple kids now. Mm-hmm. You know, like, why y'all want to know about my coochie so bad?
I don't
know
where that name came from. If she said where DJ Envy came from, I can tell her. If you say where Charlamagne came from, you can tell her.
If I said Charlamagne with the good boonky.
Why do you say boonky?
You know what boonky is? South Carolina. We say boonky. Charleston, South Carolina.
Is that booty hole?
That is booty hole.
Okay, and I love that for you. I don't see nothing wrong with that. I just feel like, if we would get to my name, you know, yeah. I'm a fruitful queen.
Okay. Well, since we still got this voice, let me ask you this. Not too long ago, you said you did not want to be ghetto no more. You wanted to be, you know, classier, I guess.
Okay.
You know, what did that stem from? Did that stem from what, commentators or, you know, spectators, critics?
No, definitely didn't spin from like commentators or spectators or the popcorn crew.
Gotcha.
Honestly, I'm just growing as a woman.
I gotcha.
I am growing, you know, and I feel like it's just because I came from the hood don't mean that I have to be, you know, ghetto. Ain't nothing wrong with being ghetto, you know.
I thought I just seen an interview. You said you want to. You would fart and...
Yeah, I will fart in the mouth. I said that.
Yes,
you
did.
You think that's ghetto?
No, I used to say that all the time. Back in the day, that was my thing. I used to say, you know, you suck a fart out of girl's butt. That was a sign of love and respect.
I don't think that's a sign of love and respect.
Yeah, I don't think that's ghetto. I just think that's disgusting.
This is nasty.
Yes, it's nasty.
I never said I didn't want to be nasty no more. I said I want to be ghetto.
But if a man wants to suck a fart out my ass,
I'm going to let him. I love that.
Let's get it. And you also said, since he brought it up, and only him, he brought it up, that you would like to be on as well.
She shouted out to Diddy first, and then that's the only comparison that she had to come through because earlier somebody had said that they like to be peed on, you know what I'm saying.
I thought it wasn't Carisha said that she liked to be in the showers,
and I was showing love.
Because she is in supportation.
Yeah, supportation. At the end of the day, I don't know what I might do for somebody that I love. I'm a very submissive queen.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's why I like to talk to somebody with leadership skills. Because if I talk to a drug dealer, he probably had me in the hood, and I don't want to do that no more.
Drug dealers have a fantastic leadership skills, man.
They do. I love drug dealers.
Yeah. I think there's not a drug dealer out here that couldn't have been, especially if he was a kingpin. You could have been the CEO of a Fortune 500
company, kingpins,
too.
Yeah, I agree. And my daddy was a drug dealer.
That's okay.
But at the end of the day, I feel like, let me fart in that mouth.
Where is this happening? Are you at least on OnlyFans? Are you getting paid for this?
Is that your boyfriend?
You know how much I made from OnlyFans since you're bringing it up? More than a million.
Does the IRS know this?
2 million.
They know now.
And I paid my taxes. But we're not even just talking about OnlyFans. We're talking about posters. This done went viral. I'm blessed with one of them good looking cats. I don't know what y'all done seen. But yeah, like, I'm really one of them girls. Yeah, I know you. Oh, you don't know what's going on. Yeah, because I'm something irregular that you ain't never seen before. So I'm get you used to it.
Hence the name Suki with the good coochie. It ain't good for nothing. Listen, you get paid off, and that's what happened. Which brings me to my next question.
Let's go.
Are you still on OnlyFans literally currently right now?
I'm not on OnlyFans right now. I'm focused on my career, and that's as an artist and as a TV star.
Absolutely.
People were mad at you a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah, you want to say that's okay.
LA Chopper.
That's right. With my hair. I don't know. Did he come on the show?
He said y'all wanted to do it.
And that's my girl.
You didn't want to do it.
So basically, what you want to say is, no, I'm not the one that said I wanted to do it.
No, it was like, I honestly went along with the flow,
and I didn't want to be a party pooper.
Okay, so one thing about it, we on South Beach, we in Miami, we like to turn up. you know, and we all outside, we twerking on the ground, and I don't know who the hell said grab the hair and started it. At first I was like, I'm not doing that. They was like, Sookie, come on. I'm just like, this cool. For others, that might be whatever they think, but me, that's submissive play. I was actually having a good time.
Submissive play.
Like, if my man want to walk me like a dog, I'm going to let him walk me like a dog. I'm going to walk him like a dog. I'm going to whip him with my wig. I'm going to put candle wax on his ass. I'm going to beat his ass. I'm going to stretch his ass.
Little mama had a problem with it. And she said something and you responded to
Little
mama.
Oh, yeah, mama, yeah.
Yeah, but little mama had a problem with him, too. Because he made her cry.
I did not
make her cry.
You did make her cry.
Verbatim, he said, "You the queen of the young struggle face."
But that was, it was supposed to be jokes between her and me going back and forth. She actually cried when our former co-host Angela Yee brought up her mother who had just passed away. That's what actually made her cry. And little mama had said that herself.
Okay, no, all right. That's,
you don't think that the fact that young struggle face made her cry a little bit, even after her mom, and looking at the wig that she had on, you don't think that you could have chilled and refrained from that comment?
I apologize, little mama, wherever you are, if you see this.
Do you even remember?
I don't really.
Okay.
Of course I remember. People bring it up all the time. I can't forget it. I try to forget it.
I just posted it yesterday.
Yes. See?
Accountability.
You're right.
Thank you.
But she deleted the tweet.
I apologize.
She did delete it. No, but she has sent me like some universe meditation things. And I know she didn't mean anything wrong.
So she sent you a scripture.
She was trying to give me some healing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, I do need a little bit of healing. She wasn't wrong. Yeah, but she probably wanted the best for me.
It could have been personal.
It
could have been more personalized.
It could have, because it was like a little, like what you say, you ain't saying nothing about me farting in these mouths.
Right.
Yeah.
Because she probably did that too.
She did it.
You talking about her?
I ain't gonna lie. Let me clear this up. I ain't gonna lie. I feel like me knowing people, I feel like she's a genuine girl.
No, absolutely.
She just had me that time, and she didn't mean to. Because if I could request, I just had her DM me and we could have talked chit chat.
Yeah.
All right, we got more with Sookie Hannah when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Just hilarious. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Sookie Hannah. Now, you got three kids, right?
Yeah.
Is that the reason you said, you know what, I'm going to get away from OnlyFans because you have kids, they go to school, and other kids would be like, I know your mama's, you know, Sookie with the good coochie.
Yeah, no. Like, first of all, they don't want Sookie with the good coochie because I pop out them kids. My kids know I'm Sookie with the good coochie.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
No, I was going to say, because in school.
Why would your kids know that?
Because they know. You got to have good coochie to popping out them kids. Let me tell you something. I love being pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
I love having babies.
Me too.
And I love raising babies. And I breastfeed all of them. I love children. Like, I love my children so much. And they're going to have prominent futures. Whatever they want to be. Mm-hmm. Boxers. They want to be a soccer player. Anything, I'm going to do. I'm going to do what I got to do to make them that. Mm-hmm. But I feel like would it take for me to get that coin to make sure they straight? I'm going to do what I got to do. Mm-hmm. Nobody can't judge me.
Yeah, but I have to check a mom at school for saying something, one of her kids saying something.
No, my kids don't go to no public school.
That's right.
I pay for teachers. I pay for homeschool. Yeah, I do stuff like that because, you know, my kids are special. Like, why would I? I'm not doing that. Everybody has their own reason what they do.
Yep.
But I'm a breastfeeder mom, and I love my children. I have a good support system, a good family. And, I have a career, and I take care of my kids very good. I love them. Mm-hmm. Like, I would do anything for them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as my OnlyFans, everybody done pops some. Y'all know what y'all moms done did?
Did y'all know what y'all moms done did?
Some bills was paid. Freak Nick finna tell on y'all.
Everything.
Our moms had them bills paid and they ain't never had no job. They was wearing chicken cooking dresses. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. What would they call it again when it was
Jezebel Shindy.
Yeah, Jezebel Shindy. They was out there popping. Listen, one thing about us.
Where was Martin Luther King?
One thing about us,
what?
We gonna pop some cat.
What is going on?
Cat ain't free. And when the kids need some food, we gonna do what we gotta do. That's one thing about black women. We gonna make something out of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a f- we got 5 cents, $1, we gonna make some shake. Okay.
So your daughter get older, she said, Ma, I gotta go pop some coochie for a goon to get
my
this
baby
money.
Ain't gonna do that. My baby's rich right now.
Okay.
Right now, as a little girl, she don't have to work any day of her life.
I love
she don't have to understand a struggle. She don't have to understand what the hood is like. And that's what I did. My there baby won't never have to be in that's no hood fine. And won't ever have to work for nobody. I'm going to take care of her for the rest of my life. And when I die, she's going to be good. Because that's the type of woman that I am. Baby ain't gonna have to pop no cat. I'ma pop the cat.
I'ma
pop the cat.
He just complimented her edges like three times.
It's like he want her to know.
Okay, well, I like your baby hairs too.
Get it in.
You got a little bit.
I don't care. It's getting a little too smooth today. You got the contour popping in.
Oh, you look good. You been around for a long time.
Let me stop for envy. Get upset.
Y'all are off the chain.
Speaking of the husbands.
What is the Guzman mean?
Gay husbands.
Oh my gosh. What did I walk into?
Because I want to ask her, do you consider yourself gay?
I don't kiss.
Bisexual, whatever. Like, what
I don't.
Is it?
Do I have to have a name?
No, you don't.
I don't want one because I seen, like, the interview that I did, and I was just, you know, trying to explain. He kept asking me all these different questions. Lee kept asking me all these different questions.
Jason Lee. Yeah, shout out to Jason.
Oh, what? Yeah, shout out to Jason Lee. But he asked me all these different questions about what my sexuality is, and I was kind of talking in circles, and I seen the comments, and they were like, shout out to the people that's real gay and going through the real things. And it was just like, you know, they're so judgmental in the comments, and that's why a lot of these men are DL, and that's why a lot of these people don't want to come out the closet. I don't consider myself gay. I don't consider myself straight. I love people. I feel like, well, maybe I didn't have a go on a date or be in a relationship. Say that. I don't want to say that. I think it's wrong.
Right. You're a musician. So let's talk about your music.
Yeah. You know, I got this single, Casamigo, with Afrobeat. And I ain't going to lie, I came to New York for a promo run. And the city, all the DJs, DJ Clue and everybody, they've been showing me a lot of love. And they're telling me that I got a hit. And I believe in it.
I'm
going
to tell you something about
it.
DJ Clue. He's a liar. He said that to everybody.
You's a motherfucking liar.
He does.
You was a liar.
I promise you.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. I promise you. I promise you. Because I know under that two-piece that you got a thong up your ass and your booty hole shaved. So I'm going to let you be great, but we're going to get back in here.
Booty hole shaved? And?
And the with that, because I got a song called Eating, and I'm talking about eating an ass, but I know a that like his ass ate as Charlemagne campaign champagne. You gonna respect a queen when you see one. I don't give a if DJ Clue lied, God tell the truth, and Casamigo is a motherfucking hit with them eyebrows on fleek.
Suki Yano, Suki with the good coochie
on the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
When you're a business owner and you're juggling a lot of things, you need a team of people to keep your business running successfully. How do you find and hire the right people? ZipRecruiter. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about spinning the block. Now, this conversation comes from Nelly and Ashanti and also Mandy. And
Stop it, Envy. At this point, no. I ain't going back. Did it, done it, done. Not happening again.
He texting you today. He was like, she on that tequila today. It's Cinco de Mayo. I'm going to hit her up.
Nope.
She might make some horrible decisions.
The number is blocked. Shout out to the ladies who changed the name in the phone, removed the emojis, put do not answer. You can't have emojis by your name if we done broke up this many times.
So what his name is right now?
His name is now do not answer, but he's also blocked. So, boom.
So the question is, do you spin the block? That is the question.
Y'all ain't Y'all.
I mean,
I'm about to show you.
Here's one thing. You would you say 10 years?
Yes, Nelly and Ashanti was 10 years.
Do not answer.
Yeah, but it's in red. And one is in white. I see one in red. I see one in red and one in white.
That's because his name was something else first.
You know, looks like it wouldn't go through if you blocked him, though, right?
No, it doesn't. That's
yo.
Just calls when we see.
What's up, bro? What's your name?
Not playing with y'all.
Yo, my name is Richie from the port.
Hey, Richie. We're talking about spinning the block. Is it a good idea if you spin the block after a long time? Has it worked for you or doesn't work? Let's talk about it.
Man. I really can't get into too much, but I got these two females who I'm dealing with, and every time one of them, every time they hit me, I spin the block. But when I hit them, they spin the block too. So
okay.
I guess it's a bad thing.
Were you in relationships with either of these women, or is this just a sexual spin the block?
I was in a relationship with both of them.
So what's spin the block look like? Is it like a booty call? Is it like a little date night? What's it look like for you when they call?
Whenever they hit me, I spin the block.
Whenever they hit you,
I hit them. They spin the block.
He said they hit me, I hit it. All right.
Thank you, sir. Hello, who's this?
Mindy.
Hey, Mindy. Good morning. How you feeling?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You spun the block on somebody after a long period of time?
Actually, he spun the block on me. We dated for like a year. We broke up. He got married. Oh. Had a kid. Oh. Then he broke up with her to be with me. He wanted to be with me the whole time. I still got Facebook messages from when he was married messaging me.
Girl, I feel like you called so she could hear your voice.
Damn.
Oh, she very well could.
Oh! Wow. So wait, are you with him now, and are they legally divorced?
They are legally divorced. We've been together for next week it'll be 9 years.
Do you wow. Okay, now Charlamagne,
you've been a whole mistress for a long time.
I was about to say Charlamagne brought up a saying.
I was never a mistress.
Charlamagne brought up a saying earlier. I want to know if you believe in the phrase "you get him, you lose him, how you get him." Do you think that
I believe in it, but I didn't get him anyway. He just didn't want to be where it's a long story. We don't even have that kind of time. She's a horrible person.
But
I know that for a fact. We currently have his daughter that they have together. She lives with us.
Oh yeah, you want to know it is.
Can't take care of
her. Damn. So why you say you were never a mistress though?
Because she was with him first. Because
I never was. They were not together.
She said she got back when they broke up.
I don't want nobody else's man. He wanted to be with me. And I got messages where I'm telling him, like, go find your wife. Like, where is your wife?
So he left her. Saying that, where your but wife we replying at? To the text.
You replying, though.
So he left his wife for you?
Yeah.
So y'all never messed around when he was married?
Never. Nope.
Or you just sitting there lying on a Good Friday for no
damn
reason.
Charlamagne, don't do that. I actually like you.
Okay. All right, I'll shut up.
Charlamagne, shut later. 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 Well, thank you, Mama. Thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Now, what's the moral of the story?
What's the moral of the story, Mandy? I say if you love something, let it go. If it comes back to you, it's yours.
Nah, first F that. You let it go. It might not never come back. Don't let that thing go.
A lot of people don't miss you.
Oh, there we go.
What's for you will not miss you, yo. So if, and I'm saying this with a little bit of projection, because there's a lot of times that I've had to let someone go to really see if it's worth it. And if they come back, great. If not, then that wasn't the person for me.
Y'all don't believe in breaking up to making up, though?
No.
What Method Man and D'Angelo wrote that beautiful song for?
No.
Mandy, every time, every 9, 10, 11, was it better every time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was good.
See?
Because then I'll be.
You break up the makeup, Ray. We got to break up the makeup in there by Method Man and D'Angelo? Probably not.
I'm sure we don't have that. We probably got all you need. We got all you need.
That ain't the same. That ain't the same. That's for people who never broke up.
I do love some breakup sex. That, oh my God. I want to just role play a breakup. Shut up!
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
DJNV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our co-host with us this morning, Miss Jess Hilarious.
That's right.
And we have our special guest, first time here.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us, Laverne Cox. Welcome.
Thank you. I am so excited to be here in all of my multitudes.
We're happy today to have you here.
Yes.
Why did you think you were banned?
Yeah, who lied and said you were banned?
Who said you were banned?
That's what Jason said. So we had reached out last year when my Barbie came out. I was like, it would be great to come onto the Breakfast Club and talk about the Laverne Cox Barbie. I'm the first trans person to have a Barbie. And I think this audience is really valuable. I was talking to Jason about this, and I think there's, I don't like to say there's white media and black media, but like a lot of the work that I've done, the audiences have been diverse, but it's been a majority white audience. I'm working at E! Now, and it's definitely a diverse audience there, but this is a black audience.
Well, we're happy to have
and
you.
And I'm black, and I love being black. Absolutely. And this black excellence is, I'm doing things out here, and I think that it's important for this audience to know that.
So many of us were introduced to you when you were acting on Orange is the New Black.
Yes.
I told you when I I first met you at the iHeart Music Festival, and you were backstage, and I came up to you, and I was like, yo, I'm a fan, because I used to, you know, love, I still love Orange is the New Black.
Thank you.
So acting is what you really, really want to do? Is that your passion, Pat?
It absolutely is, and I'm still acting. Last year, a lot of people saw me in Inventing Anna, which was a huge show on Netflix. Right. I played Casey Duke in that. I have a guest spot in something that I can't talk about yet, but it's really cool, and we're prepping to do a show with Norman Lear, the legendary Norman Lear, called Clean Slate. George Wallace, the legendary comedian, plays my dad. It's set in my hometown of Mobile, Alabama. It's a comedy, and it's about this woman who goes back home and tries to reconnect with her dad after many years of being away. So we start shooting that in Savannah, like, next month? My God.
I don't think this era ready for Norman Lear comedy. Norman Lear is the Jeffersons and Good Times. Well, like, I don't think they're ready.
One Day at a Time did really well, and he has new shows. Norman is 100 years old, and he's still producing shows, and people are watching. So
as long as they're watching, we're going to keep creating.
As long as they're watching. Yeah, Norman is amazing. He is getting to know him, and just being in a room with him when we pitched the show to him was just iconic. We sat in the room with him for like 90 minutes, and after the meeting, he said, he was 96 at the time, he said, I learned more about life in this last hour that I should have known that I did know, and I'm so grateful. And we started working together on pitching this show, and it took years, and now here we are.
I want to go back for people that don't know. This is Laverne Cox, first time on The Breakfast Club.
Yes.
Amazing. So how did you get into acting? What made you want to act? What got you into that mind frame as a kid?
I've always been a performer. So I started as a dancer. So I'm 50 years old. So back in the day.
Damn. Right? I mean, but that's a good. That's
Black
good.
Don't
that's
crack.
Really
yes.
good. Yeah.
And so I started studying dance in third grade, but I always knew I wanted to act, that I would transition to acting. Mm-hmm. And when I got to college, I was a dance major at Marymount Manhattan College and started acting there. So I've been acting like since college, and did my first movie my senior year at Marymount in 1996.
So you knew that's what you wanted to do?
I always knew, but then I finally accepted being trans when I was in 1998 and started transitioning, and I was like, well, there aren't any trans actors, so I don't know if I can't really be an actor and be trans. And so I went to fashion school for three semesters and went to FIT, and then I was like, I don't really want to do this. I love fashion, but I don't want to do it. And then like I did a few more movies, just auditioned and got a few independent films, and then I started training seriously with this woman named Susan Batson, who is an iconic acting coach. But finally, 20 years after I moved to New York, I got my big break in Orange is the New Black.
How was that? How was auditioning for that?
Because,
you know, at first, I'm sure people didn't necessarily say, I don't know if Laverne fits this, or how difficult was that being turned down?
I mean, it was years of no's. I mean, the reason why it took 20 years is that there were no roles for me. So at Susan's studio, she would have industry nights, and I would audition for casting directors and agents, and they'd be like, you're very talented, but there's no roles for you. You're trans. It's like, maybe you should move to LA. And so it was constantly that. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, a trans something or drag thing would come up. And a lot of times in the beginning when I was auditioning, it would say drag queen, but I would just go in, and they didn't know the difference between drag and trans, and I would book or I wouldn't book. And so for years, there just weren't roles for me. And so when the Orange is the New Black audition came along, I actually was going to stop acting. I turned 40 that year. So this was 11 years ago. It was 2012. I turned 40. The big break hadn't happened. I was like, well, girl, you're 40, you're Black, you're trans. Who do you think you're kidding, thinking you can do this? And I was studying for my GRE to go to grad school. I was in student loan debt. It was a mess, girl. I was in rent arrears. Like, I was in a payment plan to avoid eviction from my apartment.
I love that you looked at NBA and said,
it's a girl, right?
Yeah. When I say I love that, girl, my heart.
Girl is gender neutral.
Girl.
So girl is gender neutral. Like, a lot of people say dude and it's gender neutral. Girl is gender neutral for me. So everybody's girl.
So I'm girl all the time.
But the great thing about when the Orange audition had happened is that even though it was a struggle, I had been in acting class every week because I loved it. And this is what I say to people. If you want to be an actor and you don't love it, you should do something else, because you're going to be too old, too young, too short, too thin, too trans, too Black, too white. And so all the rejection, I kept loving it. And so I kept, even though I kind of gave up hope, I kept going to class because I love acting. Mm-hmm. And so when the audition came along, I did the one audition, I booked it. And then this juicy role came along and this beautiful writing, and I was prepared.
I was ready because I had trained. I had done independent films for free, student films for free. I did everything I could to get experience. And so when this opportunity came, I was ready. And I love that Oprah says there's no such thing as luck. Luck is only when preparation meets opportunity. And when my opportunity came, I was prepared. And I'm still here. And I still love what I do. And I get to do so many different things now. I love that I'm an actor, but I also get to host red carpets. And I have an interview show.
That's amazing. That's what I wanted to ask you. Do you like one more than the other? Do you like being in that live red carpet space more than you do? Like, what?
I love it. I didn't think I would. When E approached me, I was like, well, I'd hosted their countdown show in 2020 and had a lot of fun doing it. And then they asked me to, you know, to be their new red carpet host. And I was like, do I want to do this? And will people forget that I act? And acting has always been that, even though I've always done a lot of different things, I know that I'm an actor first. And that's what I prioritize. And that's why people even care about me. Yeah. But I love it. At the Grammys recently, I interviewed Machine Gun Kelly. And he came to the carpet really vulnerable. It was intense. I was like, what's going on here? It was a different energy than I'm used to.
He cried, I think, right?
And he was really emotional. He found out in the car on the way there that he had lost the Grammy. And he was planning to win. And he had built up, basically he said that he had built up like all of this, I'm going to prove people wrong. And I'm going to be valid now because I've won this Grammy. And he didn't win it. And he actually had the courage to be vulnerable and admit that. On live television, and it was a beautiful, raw moment. And I love being able to hold space for that. I have a show with E called If We're Being Honest that's on Peacock, and it's an interview show, and I get to hold space for complexity, for people's humanity. We laugh, we cry. This is the stuff I love, where we can like have real moments with the guests I'm speaking with, and then hopefully the audience.
I wanted to ask you about the red carpet thing, because I wanted to ask you, what did you learn in the moment with Will and Jada?
We love you. Thank you for all the years of joy you've brought us. Thank you. We can't wait for more Red Table Talk and more entanglements. And no more entanglements. No more entanglements.
Like, after you received the backlash and everything, what did you learn?
Oy vey. I learned that the world was not ready for the evolved relationship that they were presenting us. Because when I, you know, I just jokingly said, you know, we're looking for more entanglements. I love Red Table Talk. I love The Smiths. And people thought I was being shady. And I talked to Jada afterwards. She was fine. She thought it was funny. But the world interpreted it as mess. I feel like their intention was for us to see a different way to do relationships that wasn't like this traditional thing. And the world made it into mess. Traditional, heteronormative, monogamous ideas about what a relationship should look like. I think everyone can do relationships on their own terms and should do relationships on their own terms. And I think they're doing that, and the people just don't get it.
All right, we got more with Laverne Cox. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful V6 turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Laverne Cox, and our guest host Jess Hilarious is here.
You know, being a comedian, we often speak on nothing is off limits. You know what Absolutely. I'm saying? Like we speak on things that, you know, people in these days and times may take a total different way than we're trying to, you know, put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that because a comedian has a joke about LGBT that they're homophobic? Like, what are your thoughts on that? Because I got a lot of jokes about the LGBT, but I have a lot of jokes about straight people too.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I think it's really complicated. I interviewed Cameron Esposito on my show, if we're being honest, and Cameron's a non-binary stand-up comic, and Cameron thinks you should be able to joke about anything.
Right.
But Cameron also said that a lot of comedians who have problems, who are saying they're always being canceled and aren't allowed to joke anymore, mm-hmm. aren't used to getting feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that piece. And I think, too, that one can say something or do something that may be homophobic or racist and not be racist, right? But there's a difference between I am, like a statement of Brene Brown distinguishes between shame and guilt is shame is I am a mistake and guilt is I made a mistake, right? So I think that's an important distinction to make, that someone can unknowingly, right, say something or do something that's transphobic and not be transphobic. I was on set for a show that I was doing many years ago, and one of my coworkers, who I adore and we're still friends to this day, said the T word that ends with a Y. And I wasn't upset by it, but I was like, I understood in that moment that my coworker didn't understand that a lot of trans people, if you said that word, would have a problem. Mm-hmm. So it's just like something, just like with racism, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I could think somebody can do something racist or say something racist, not necessarily intending it in a certain way. They're words that we might not even know are problematic.
Right.
And we just don't know. But it is racist. It is transphobic. I mean, for you, it's a comic. I mean, have you been criticized or critiqued for some of your LGBTQ
jokes? Most definitely. But
how did that make you feel?
I was mad. I was very upset because I'm like, how can you say I'm homophobic because of this and because of that? And then it comes the thing of like, if you say, oh, yo, you know, my brother gay, or I got a gay best friend, then they still put you in a box like,
well,
oh,
that's
okay.
that's like saying my best friends are black.
Right. Yeah. And you get misgendered a lot, Jess, which I hate.
What?
You get misgendered a lot.
People people always, you know, say I was born a man and all that.
And I hate that.
And
How does that make you feel?
When people
misgender you as a non-trans woman.
I honestly have never got upset. I actually started putting it in my jokes, but It's other people that would get upset women, for me.
A lot of black women get upset about that.
Yeah, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I got upset that I caught this guy. He was LGBT. He called me the T word that ended with a Y. And I called him the F word. Mm-hmm. And I felt like... But it was blew
slur
up
because
I said, I felt like, all right, slur for slur. And he's like, oh, you know, everybody's like, yo, you're not a part of the community. You can't say that. Well, it gives him the right to tell me that I'm a T word. Like, you
did
can't
he
do that.
Know, that did, he, did he know that you were?
He was being smart. He knew exactly that I was a woman, that, you know, that I'm born a woman, am a woman. But, like, you hit me below the belt. And you weren't saying it because you really thought that. You said that because you knew that.
Trying to insult you.
Trying to insult you.
Something
right.
like,
yeah.
oh, yeah.
I think it was one of the city girls who just has a lyric about, like, mm-hmm. pretty, like, transgender. Like, it shouldn't be an insult to say that someone, I mean, look at me.
That's how he's right. Look at
it
you.
It shouldn't be an insult to say that someone looks trans. It's trans is beautiful.
But, right.
And I think, too, when in that moment, using that F slur, you were mad.
I was
like,
upset.
For me, I decided many years ago, I had an incident in a gay club. Mm-hmm. And I was co-hosting an event, and I used the F word. I said, use some loud F words. This was years ago. After the show, these two black gay men came up to me and read me for filth. And I'm there with my friend Ari. May he rest in peace. And I'm like, no, we're reclaiming that word. And I'm trans. And they were like, not having it. Yeah. And I talked to my friend Ari, and I was self-righteous. I was like, we're reclaiming that word. We're taking the power away from that word. And Ari was like, absolutely. Then I talked to my brother. My brother is identifies as a practicing homosexual. He doesn't like the word gay. He thinks it's a white bourgeois construct, and he prefers the idea of practiced orientation.
Y'all twins,
anyway,
right?
We're twins. Okay. And I talked to my brother about it, and I expected my brother to be like, yeah, they were crazy and they were wrong. And my brother was like, that's not your word to reclaim. And I was like, but no. And it's like, that's not your word to reclaim.
Yeah.
And then he said it a third time, and then I started crying.
Yeah.
Because I had to admit that I said something that was hurtful. I saw the hurt in their eyes.
Yeah.
I immediately became defensive. And that defensiveness, I get, but that uncomfortability, that moment of sitting with, like, I hurt somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't intend to.
Right.
But I hurt somebody. And that felt awful.
Do you ever get tired of being, I don't want to say the face, but the person that everybody comes to when there's a joke that people don't like, or when somebody says something in a lyric, or
the spokesperson,
a movie,
for like, all trans like the spokesperson. Issues.
Do you get tired of that?
I'm not anymore. There's so many more of us. And what I love about my career and what I'm really proud of is that I'm the first openly trans person to be nominated for an acting Emmy, but I'm not the last.
Mm.
I'm the first trans person to be on the cover of Time Magazine, but I'm not the last.
Mm.
There's so many more trans people with the platform now. Mm. What I am frustrated by with these legislative attacks against trans people now is that people aren't talking to enough trans people. There's like lots of pundits and people who like talk about trans issues without a trans person in sight. There used to be a time, I'm old enough, where, you know, people would talk about trans issues and actually bring on trans people to talk. I can't, what I've learned is I can't speak on every issue because it's exhausting. This stuff is also traumatizing. Transphobia is traumatizing. Racism is traumatizing. Misogyny is traumatizing. And I can't live in that space.
Right.
I can't live in that space all the time. And I know that 2020 taught me that too. I'm honored that I've been chosen, I think, by a power greater than myself to be a vessel for all of the visibility that trans people have now. And it used to feel like a lot of pressure, and I used to feel this obligation to speak up about everything. And now I pray to God that, like, I'd say thank you, but I'm like, can I wear this light more lightly and with more joy? And I'm getting there. I'm getting there by staying in the love.
Absolutely. I do want to ask,
yes,
since we're talking about it,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to gender identity, should we let kids wait until they are older to make that decision? Because I know that's a big
It is a big conversation right now. And what I say to that is that if you are not a trans child or have a parent or a parent of a child who thinks they might be trans, it's none of your business.
Mm-hmm.
I think what has been happening with the GOP specifically now and all the, like, we have to protect kids, kids in sports, kids this, kids that, it's never been about kids. It's always been about stigmatizing trans people. There's a law in Oklahoma that was just introduced that would ban gender-affirming care up until the age of 26. this tells me what I've already always known. That it's never been about kids. It's about making trans people not exist. Donald Trump just made a speech saying we need to ban gender affirming care for everybody. He may have misspoken. He misspeaks a lot. Mm-hmm. But he said we need to ban it for everybody. That is the plan. So I think when we are talking about someone else's access to health care or bodily autonomy, it's nobody else's business, whether they're a child or an adult. The American Academy for Pediatrics, the American Medical Association, the Endocrine Society have a set of protocols, and they're all well-respected for treating trans kids. And that should be handled by doctors, not legislators, not people who are not involved.
All right, well, don't move. We have more with Laverne Cox. When we come back, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Still kicking in with Laverne Cox, and our special guest host is here, Jess Hilarious. Charlamagne?
You know, I'm glad you're here, because we can even help Jess unpack another little bit of trauma that she went through. Remember, Jess, I saw you say this on the Don't Call Me White Girl podcast.
Yeah.
There was a guy hollering at you. Flew out. And you was
trying
into
to fly,
him.
Yeah, trying to fly you out. Right?
I wasn't into him.
I thought you said you was into him.
He was trying to fly you out.
Okay, there was this guy. He's known. Everybody know him. He's a singer.
I didn't know that part.
I didn't know the singer part
either.
Yeah,
I thought he was an athlete.
He tried to holler at me too,
yeah,
girl.
So the ones that will act like they didn't. But yeah, he DM'd me, and he was like, he wanted me to...
Have sex with him.
Yeah. But he wanted me to bend him over because
he wanted you to strap on.
He thought I had that already. Yes. Came like that.
He
like
thought he that you were a trans woman who had not had bottom surgery,
and he really wanted this experience, and he didn't know he hit me
and
once.
He's known,
or twice.
Girl, after the show, you need to tell me who it is. I might know who it is, girl.
Look, and she might not even be shocked, but the thing is,
these things don't surprise me.
And I was like, wow, like,
and this was traumatizing for you.
No, I just
yes,
was like,
was.
No, it wasn't. It was not. Look, so
Charlamagne, you're a mess.
No, bro, what did I tell you?
It you're a mess.
Because
girl,
like
you're a mess.
He was trying to insult me. He just literally thought that I was, you know,
he thought
so
you were trans, and so he was really.
I wasn't upset at all. Okay. And when I seen the money, I was like, dang, I wish I did have one of those, because he was
exactly
offering
what she
money.
Wanted.
What?
She
was like,
he thought you were a sex worker.
Yes.
He thought you were a sex worker. He thought you were trans.
Yes.
There's people always often assume that trans people are sex workers. Mm-hmm. We're not all sex workers. There's other things we can do. And this is not to, you know, demean sex work. We you know, we're sex workers should be decriminalized and all that. Wow.
But and when I told him, and look, and when I was like, okay, so no, I am, you know, woman. He was like, oh, damn. All right, well, see. Like, it was like, well, you can still fly me out for the money if you, but no.
He wanted something very specific.
Very specific. And he wasn't disrespectful after. He wasn't, and I wasn't about to put that up, you know, none of that. But he was really, like, now I wouldn't say disappointed. But it was like, oh.
Sounds like he was disappointed.
Damn, you not?
Yeah.
All right.
You
were
disappointed.
No,
yeah.
I think that, like, we have to, you know, it's tricky to talk about sex with trans folks because we're often sexualized, right? And so to have an adult conversation about sex and sexuality and not, again, to elevate the humanity of trans people. This is my work, to elevate the humanity of trans people. But there are straight-identified men who enjoy being pegged, having a woman strap on, who enjoy a trans woman who might, you know, give them that pleasure, and they still identify as straight because she's still a woman, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that, like, a more evolved conversation that a lot of people aren't ready for is that a sex act does not define your sexuality. Nobody can tell you who you are.
Okay.
Nobody can tell you who you are. So sexuality exists on a spectrum. Mm-hmm. And I think it's, like, really problematic when we find out that someone enjoys something sexually and then we start telling them that they are gay, or start telling them of their sexuality. It is not our business to tell somebody their sexuality. If they're in the closet, if they're in denial, that's actually not our business either. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So there's too much of that. Mm-hmm. I think we can allow, and people are doing all sorts of things sexually. Mm-hmm. And I think it's all wonderful. Yeah. I think it's great. Live your, as long as it's consensual.
Right.
And everybody is an adult. Mm-hmm. And it's great. And I think that, like,
it's an advanced concept, but separating a sex act from someone's sexuality, I think, is something that's very evolved that I would love for people to be able to
so
do.
So Charlamagne does a sex act to me.
No, I just love the fact that there's potentially...
Wait a minute,
Charlamagne does a sex act to me, that doesn't necessarily mean he's gay. That's what she's saying.
It's well, he is, that's ridiculous. But not
I just love
regular other people.
I just love the fact that a trans woman potentially took one of Justice's prospects. That's what I...
What?
That's what I appreciate.
He found the girl.
He wanted me. He didn't know that I was. He still wanted me to this day.
You could have been like, I could strap on. Did you offer that?
Yes, because the money. You it was did. So much money.
How much money was it?
$50,000.
Girl,
so I was like, what?
And oh, so listen,
there's
doing
a man offering $50,000.
Yes,
girl. Okay, you can tell the girls who this is. The sex worker girls out there. There is a man, a singer, offering $50,000.
Yes, and they better give me a piece of
that. How old is he?
Oh, he's over 50.
Oh.
He's like, this was like somebody we listened to like back in the Disney.
Hey, stop. Don't do that.
Right. We're still listening to them right now.
$50,000. The girls. A lot of girls can use that.
And so I did. You know, I had to talk it over with my best friend.
What's wrong with you?
It's so beautiful to be a black trans woman and not need that money.
It's so beautiful to make my own money. Can we talk about this, please?
Yes, Barbie.
Yes, can we get the Barbie?
Can we talk about Barbie in the same conversation that we were talking about? Will Mattel be okay with us having that conversation and then talking about it?
I want to know, how did this doll come about? Was this a dream of yours?
When I found out Ava DuVernay had a doll, I was like, I want a doll too. And I said to my manager, Paul, I was like, I want a Barbie. And like, I don't know if he reached out, but like several years later, Mattel reached out and said, we'd love to do a Barbie. We're doing a tribute collection. And I said, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's like, it was a dream. And it was... I've talked a lot about this when the Barbie came out, but when I was a kid, I wanted a Barbie, and my mom did not allow me to play with Barbie. It was forbidden. And I was in therapy, and I told that story to my therapist, and my therapist said, it's never too late to have a happy childhood. You can reparent that inner child. Mm. I think you should go and buy yourself a Barbie.
Did you?
And play with her. I absolutely did. I bought a Barbie, played with her, I dressed her, and it was healing. And then I told my mom about it. And then my mom started sending me Barbies. It's always missing. Wow.
Oh, wow. Really?
Then my mom started sending me Barbies. God, this. Ugh.
Oh.
I'm not going to cry on the Breakfast Club.
It's really sweet.
And she started sending me black Barbies. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
She started sending me black Barbies, and it was just this wonderful, we all have a little kid inside of us that needs attention, that needs healing. And I've been taking really good care of my inner child, and Barbie has been a huge part of that. And so what was so exciting for me about having my own Barbie is that other people can have this space of whatever age you are to like reparent your inner child and know that you can be trans or non-binary and that like you exist.
It's my last question. I guess it's more like even though a statement, I guess the challenge I have as a personality is I often wonder what's more impactful, right? Because you're Laverne Cox to me. Like, you're not transgender actress Laverne Cox. You're Laverne Cox. You got a lot of things going on. So I wonder what's more powerful. Just having you on a platform like this and just having a conversation about everything that you're doing, or allowing you to speak to your transness.
I can do both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Find a girl who can do both. For me, it's like just living my life. I'm 50 years old. Living my life. I worked in restaurants in New York for 20 years. I did not go to the restaurant talking about my transness when I was working at a coffee shop. I just went to the restaurant and I was myself. And some people knew I was trans. Some people didn't. But they got to know me as a human being. And that was the most powerful thing ever. When I'm on set, I'm not educating people or doing diversity and inclusion training. Right. I'm doing my job. And showing up and doing me has been the best way. So I think it's like, it's about our humanity. Yes, I'm trans, but like I'm so much more than that. Every trans person is so much more than that. And just our humanity. Like, we've always been here. We've been second class citizens. If we're going to acknowledge that these folks are here, let's just like respect them and let them be. And it shouldn't affect you. It really shouldn't. And I think that like, I feel like a lot of men who get upset about trans women, it's like they want to be misogynist and they want to like holler at a girl and know that she was assigned female at birth, and they get upset. And it's like, that's not my problem that if you're attracted to me. It's not like my problem that you clicked swipe right on me on a dating app. Like, it just unmatch and move on. It's like people get so and then
it's
not my fault
I made your jump.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Well, Laverne Cox, ladies and gentlemen.
Cox, thank you for joining us. Make sure y'all check out if we're being honest with Laverne Cox on Peacock.
Yes. And Oscar's red carpet.
That's right, March 12th. March 12th. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you. Don't be a stranger.
Thank you.
It's the Breakfast Club. It's Laverne Cox.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
When it's time to get with someone special, the best way to do it is with Magnum large size condoms. That gold foil wrapper is a badge of honor, and it means you're protected. And you take care of things with comfort. Accept no substitutes. Bring the pleasure with the gold standard. Magnum large size condoms.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I ain't trying to be Donkey of the Day no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, just hilarious. Donkey of the Day goes to Stefania Santabria. She is a 50-year-old fifth grade math instructor. Listen to what I said. 50-year-old fifth grade math instructor. Math. Okay, the area of knowledge that includes the topics of numbers, formulas, and related structures, shapes, and spaces. Okay, you know, 5 plus 5, 6 times 2, 8 divided by 4. We all know what math is. Mm-hmm. And when you're in fifth grade, those students, you know, they focused on adding, subtracting, multiplying, and dividing whole numbers, fractions, decimals. You know what I'm talking about, okay? Well, Stefania Santabria, the fifth grade math teacher, faces charges including strangulation in the second degree, risk of injury to a minor, and reckless endangerment in the first degree. How did we get to that equation? Okay, what plus what equals strangulation in the second degree, risk of injury to a minor, and reckless endangerment in the first degree? Well, let's go to ABC 7 New York for the report, please.
Okay, Liz, usually when we hear about chokeholds in the news, we're hearing about something that police are not supposed to do because it's dangerous. Well, in this case, a teacher who was working as a math coach is accused of putting a fifth grader in a chokehold. Now, this was supposed to be educational, a demonstration, but the school district says that student fainted.
Letting us know that a staff member there, a math coach, had rendered one of the students unconscious.
According to the police reports, it happened while teaching a group of fifth graders a defensive jiu-jitsu move and demonstrating on three of them. Someone alerted the school nurse.
The student regained consciousness, it says the reports, within seconds.
Any idea how it came to be that she was teaching them martial arts when she's a math coach?
You know, the investigation is still ongoing. We're not sure exactly why she decided to do that.
An investigation that resulted in an arrest a week later of 50-year-old Stefania Santabria at her home in Danbury. She's facing serious charges, strangulation, risk of injury to a minor, and reckless endangerment.
Ma'am, you're supposed to be a math teacher, not math hoffer.
Hello?
Okay. This is what I be trying to explain to my wife. I don't understand this new math at all, okay? Now, I'm all for teaching kids how to defend themselves, but I'm also all for everyone staying in their damn lane. If the class is math, if the subject is math, if you are indeed a math instructor, then why the hell are you teaching my child how to do a rear-naked chokehold? Okay, you're supposed to be teaching calculus, not the camel clutch. You're supposed to be teaching my child how to do fractions, not figure four leg locks. Okay, this is the problem with the era we in. Everybody thinks they are an expert at everything. Nobody is actually in alignment with their actual purpose, okay? When you see a math teacher teaching kids how to do Ted DiBiase's Million Dollar Dream, then best believe the math ain't mathing. Now, we all parents in this room. Tamar, what do you do when your child comes home and says her math instructor put them in the crippler crossface?
Oh, pray for me. And somebody go get my bail. Oh, baby, it's going down. Yeah, I would have to have that math teacher teach me so I can teach her.
Mm.
Yeah.
MB, what about you?
Well, female teachers, they got to deal with Gia. I'm sure Gia will put her in the Brooklyn headlock somehow, some way. Knock her right out.
Gia put you in a chokehold before, right?
She did.
Yeah.
And I almost passed out. Like, I was tapping the side.
Really?
Yeah, so now we can't play flight anymore because she had me in a lock and I couldn't get out. And I was dying. And I was dying. It's not funny, though.
Dropping the clues, bombs for Gia.
Don't you do it.
That's what I said.
Don't stop the bomb.
That's a shame. Maybe can't beat nobody in this house. Not Gia, not Logan. Like, nobody. Envy can take.
I can take Peyton. She won.
Okay.
Now, I will shoot this teacher a little bell. Maybe she's been seeing all these teachers online getting beat up by kids, so she was doing some preventative measures. She just had to let these little kids know that she knows a little something, something, just in case one of them get too sporty. Okay, sometimes you got to show people your strength so they know not to play with you. But here's the thing, Miss Math Instructor. When playing with other people's kids, or should I say when causing harm to other people's children, you need to ask yourself one simple question. Why is the math book sad? I repeat, why is the math book sad? Because it has too many problems. And that's exactly what you're going to have and deserve to have, putting other people's kids in the cobra clutch. Okay, please give Stefania Santabria the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
50 years old, big age of 50. Still making choices like
that's
that.
That's crazy.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, yes, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Big old freak. Oh, love to talk my shit.
Made it.
It's Freaky Friday, goddamn.
Hey, look, where are my freaks at?
Call in now. 800-585-1051.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our guest co-host, Claudia Jordan, with us this morning.
What's good?
And it's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
And the Freaky Friday question comes from White Boy Rick. Shout out to White Boy Rick. He supports me at all my car shows. But the question is, you know, he allegedly got into an incident where he said another woman's name while he was having sex. And him and a woman got into an altercation. I'll say allegedly. I heard there's more to the story that I'll let him tell it, but we're taking it away from there and asking, what are turnoffs in the bed for you? Charlamagne says nothing. No, everything
I'm
turns him
think.
On.
I don't.
Even when your kids knock on the door, you got four.
Well, that's different. That's not a turnoff.
It does, because after that, I
consider that an interruption. Like, I'm not turned off when they knock on the door. Just you're interrupted.
I got to start back up. It's like, you know, the car, you got to go.
Interrupted. A turnoff is when you just like turned off. Yeah.
Oh, nah, I'm good.
I think. Well, I mean, I haven't. Experiences in quite a long time, but yeah, I would think older, like Claudia said.
Yeah, like someone, like if a guy has bad breath and he like licks your boobs,
and then you got a stink nipple.
You like that's you.
That's you.
That's you.
That's you.
That's you. Or, like I like a little bit of a pressure around my neck sometimes, right? If they do it too hard, like you're choking a man. Like I'm a woman. Like be gentle with it. Like be. Strong.
You have to tell somebody like that. Or they're chill.
Yeah, I'm like too strong. Don't do it. This isn't for you, boo. This isn't your thing.
That would be messed up. You all sexual. You choke somebody. You're like, hey.
Like it's not supposed to really
I'm about
be.
To
a
die.
Joke. It's supposed to be kind of like a fantasy.
Somebody up here said something. We were talking, and he said that when he's doing it, and the young lady is like, you know, are you there yet? Are you there yet? You know what I mean? Because that shows that she might not be enjoying it.
But she wants,
she just wants to finish
up.
You. Yeah.
That's the wrap it up music.
Yeah. But yeah. That's not, when you get that, it's like, oh, man.
But not for nothing.
I thought we was having a good time.
But not for nothing. The person you're talking about is big. You know what I mean?
Ain't nobody. See, you ain't have to say all that.
You said it. So I'm just saying.
I did not say that. His name is Big Mac. That could be anything.
So the person is big. So just imagine, you know, the weight on you. And she's like, oh, you finished
it? What's up with you, man?
You're right.
I thought that's your man.
That is my man.
What's up with you? Why? For what? What was that for? Why?
So you're saying if she's on the bottom.
Correct.
If she's on the bottom, it's hard to be on the bottom of a regular
size. He said he was fishing from the back. He was behind her. Huh? He wasn't on top of her. He was behind her.
Could you imagine the weight behind her?
Nobody's letting him.
But sometimes from the back, it really hurts, though.
Yes.
Really?
You really get to it.
I said yes like I know, right? I said no.
I know. And your voice, your voice went mad high, too. Like, you really meant that. Yes! Yes!
From the back, it really hurts. Envy. Yes! Yes!
I hate you. Let's go to the phone lines.
Y'all telling yourselves left and right today.
Oh, my goodness. Jesus. Hello, who's this?
What up, man? This is Mark from Eastside Detroit.
What's up, brother? What are some turnovers in the bedroom for you, bro?
Man, you know, when you get the nibble on your ear and that hair stink, man. Sometimes the hair stink.
The hair stink?
You say hair or ear?
Yeah, you know the hair. You know the hair.
Oh, yeah.
The hair stink. Jesus.
You gotta wash your weave, ladies.
Hello, who's this?
This old school Teddy.
All right, what's up, brother? What turned you off in the bedroom?
Fish legs and black pantyhose.
Fish legs and black pantyhose.
Fish nets or fish what?
Or fish smell.
Yeah. Nah. Fish legs and black pantyhose. So when you take the pantyhose off and then you act like you're going to get some bait from fish tackle, that's what I mean, that tartar smell that bring all the fishes out. Oh.
My daddy say, if it smell like cologne, leave it alone. If it smell like fish, eat all you wish.
No, Charlamagne. No, your daddy said it wrong. Your father told you that?
That's what my daddy used to say all the time. If it smell like cologne, leave it alone. If it smell like fish, eat all you wish.
Did he have sore throats a lot?
No. 2023, that's some good advice. Think about it.
Hello.
Good morning. My name is Jasmine.
Tell me your pops. Hey, Jasmine.
Good morning. So my biggest turn off is when we're tonguing each other down, we're hot and heavy in the moment, and then he want to tongue our ear. And I'm hearing that, like, nasty and lip smacking and all that extra.
How old are you?
And I say, like,
how old are
I'm
you?
31.
Yeah. Because, see, in the 20s is where you put your tongue all in somebody's ear.
That's gross. Earwax is disgusting.
Ew. Who are you dating when they got earwax?
Everyone
got earwax.
Everybody got earwax. I ain't never did that. Yeah. That's a move I ain't never tried.
I don't care how clean you are, how much you wax, clean your ears with Q-tips. No. Oh. No.
Not my ear.
Which is crazy, though, because you probably like it in your
Hey.
Why you hang up on the lady?
I didn't mean to hang up. I didn't know you was going to go into the butt.
I'm just saying.
Oh, you didn't know? You've been doing this 13 years?
I'm still here.
I've been here twice. It's every time.
You knew it was going in the butt. Hello?
Hey, what's up?
I'm sorry. We just having butt talks up here. Freaky Friday. We asking, what are some turnoffs in the bedroom for you, mama?
To me, a turnoff is no rhythm, excessive pubic hair, like that's too nappy, that's not cut and maintained, and just overall not knowing what you're doing, because we too old not for you, for you not to be knowing what you're doing at this point.
Well, men can always learn. Everybody can always learn.
And they
can
cut their pubic hair off.
But bad rhythm, you can't fix that. Like, they have that, like, that real quick, like, that rabbit thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have the ego, like, they know what they're doing, but they don't.
Yeah.
All right, Marisha.
So what do? You tell them you can't dance?
Just say slow down, baby. Okay. You got to slow down. Like, we're on different rhythms.
Jesus. All right. Well, 800-585-1051 is Freaky Friday. And the Freaky Friday question is, what are some turnoffs in the bedroom? Call us up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's Freaky Friday.
Call in now. 800-585-1051.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Claudia Jordan here, our guest host. And it's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
And the Freaky Friday question is, what are some turnoffs in the bedroom? This came from, shout the white boy, Rick. Allegedly, it was reported that him and his girl got into a situation, or him and a girl, and she said that during sex, he called the wrong name. So we're just asking, what are some of your turnoffs? Hello, who's this?
It's your boy, Lovey, from the Bronx, a.k.a. Mr. 13.
All right, Lovey, so what are some turnoffs for you, bro?
It's Freaky Friday, so this is the problem I have with Queen. If you don't want a well-endowed man, don't sign up for it. I got alcoholics, this woman. It took me 3 months. We went to the room. She got dressed and walked away after she seen it.
After she saw it?
She got dressed and walked away after she seen it 13 and a half. So I need women.
Oh, you never met Claudia. This our guy.
Lovey. Lovey's his name. He has a 13 and a half inch penis. Yes.
Right. Okay.
So he says a lot of women are scared of it. So he says when you know, women, I guess, walk away when they see it, that's a turnoff.
So technically your penis is the turnoff.
Yeah, it's you, bro.
You can't be mad at her for that, though. She knows her limitations.
But then they put restrictions on you, like, I can't have a guy. I can only have missionary.
I don't feel sorry for you.
I need a woman to tap in.
I don't feel sorry for you at all.
I feel sorry for you.
That hurts. You know what that feels like? Envy? Charlamagne?
I have no idea.
No, I don't.
I'd be scared too. I have no
13
idea.
13 and a half inches going in?
Jesus. Mm-mm. Hello, who's this?
This is Angela.
Hey, Angela. Good morning. What are some turnoffs in the bedroom for you?
I would say too much conversation, too much talking.
What do you mean too much talking? Like dirty talking or like asking you how your day was?
No, like, you know, like whispering things, or but people that want you to repeat things to you, say this and say this, and have full conversations, it gets to be a lot.
I feel you. I had that before. My ex-boyfriend would say, ask me weird-ass questions that were like, I didn't answer him. I was ignoring him. I'm like, just shut up.
Yeah.
Just shut up and finish. Like, why are you asking me? I don't want to answer your questions right now.
I've gotten that. I've been told to shut the hell up.
Really? What questions do you ask, y'all?
It don't matter, but I've been told to shut up. Aren't you talking too much?
Not everybody's good at sex talk. Like, it is definitely a skill, and some people come off, they show how perverted and weird they are in that moment. You're like, I like sexiness, but then it gets weird.
Oh, you just talk too much. Like, I think it's one of those things where less is more. Like, I don't think you're supposed to have a whole conversation.
But what are you saying?
You can't do a podcast.
Oh, no, right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't do a whole monologue.
It should be a little bit of like half sentences here, and like a baby this, you like this. It's not.
That's right.
Don't be asking me stupid questions.
That's right.
Hello, who's this?
I'm the stupid question.
Rolanda, what's up?
Hey, Rolanda, what do you hate in the bedroom?
I hate hard breathing.
Now, Rolanda, I ain't gonna lie. There's a lot of people out there that don't work out, so you're gonna get a lot of hard breathing.
So you saying fat people?
Right, yes. Right.
People with sleep apnea?
No, it's
what
not
you saying?
Even fat people, though. You don't gotta be fat to have hard breathing.
Yeah, that's true.
You work out, Rolanda?
I don't. I need to, though.
You probably breathe hard, too, now, Mama.
I don't. I really don't.
Hard breathing. You ever dealt with a hard breather, Claudia?
Probably. I'm 50.
Thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Anton from South Carolina.
Hey, Anton.
I see you all day.
We're talking,
yes,
it's Freaky Friday. We're just asking, you know, what are some turnoffs in the bedroom, brother?
You know, when you get it in, you hear a fart noise, and it come out the one that stinks, and not the one that wakes.
Oh, you talk about?
I disagree.
What fart you talking about?
You like that?
I like that sound.
You mean queef or you talking about fart?
The fart, not stinkhole. Maybe the winkhole, but not stinkhole.
I ain't never
seen. Wait, you mean a queef or a fart? What do you mean?
You talking about fart?
Yeah, a fart.
I think you're mistaking queefs for farts, bro.
Yeah.
I love
you put
queefs.
Too much air in it. That means you've been going fast. You pumped it real fast.
No, but I think he's talking about coming out the back end.
Man,
that's just nasty.
I am a member of a tribe called Queef. I love a good queef.
Yeah, I don't think you're talking queefing.
Call me Chief Queef.
If a girl farts with you, she don't really like you that much.
That is disrespectful.
She don't care.
Right?
She's like, I don't care. And Beth Believe is going in the group chat. I farted in his face.
Jesus.
One of my friends said she did that. She didn't care about him. Just Jesus. Saying.
Well, thank you, brother.
Girls are experts at holding in their farts. We do it our entire life. If she farts during sex, she does not care.
She don't care about you at all.
No, she's like, what? Man?
Is that a way? Is that another way to say wrap it up, too?
Yeah, wrap it up.
Jesus Christ.
So what's the moral of the story, guys?
I don't know. Ask Claudia.
13 inches is too much.
That's what she got. She's still stuck on that.
Y'all like think like, what, 5-6 inches? What do y'all think?
Charmin, what do you like?
8.
What do I like what? What are you talking about?
All right, well,
pick a number between 1 and 13.
No, because I don't know what y'all talking about. Last thing I heard was the 13 and a half inch penis. What happened?
All right.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody is DJ Envy, Charlamagne the Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, you got a positive note, Charlamagne?
I do have a positive note, man. The positive note is simple. Pay attention to your patterns. Okay, the way you learn to survive may not be the way you want to continue to live. Heal and shift.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.